This is no ordinary house.
So I'm standing in front of the first permitted 3D printed home in America. This house is actually printed in high winds, blowing dust, and rain.
The technology to build a 3D printed house must be able to withstand extreme weather conditions because the goal is to build them in developing countries where conditions are not always ideal.
We work with really the poorest families in the world that don't have shelters.
Bringing 3D printed homes to the poorest in the world, such as this tent community in Haiti, is possible because of the partnership between a robotics construction company named Icon and the nonprofit organization New Story.
The magnitude of the problem that we face is so big. It's about 1 billion people that don't have one of life's most basic human needs, and that's safe shelter. What we really need for the size of the issue is exponential growth. And that has to come through significantly decreasing costs, increasing speed, while doing that without sacrificing quality.
The solution may lie with a new 3D printer and the unique mortar material used to print this house.
We ran this printer at about a quarter speed to print this house, and we were able to complete the house in less than 48 hours of print time.
At full speed, it could be as little as 12 hours to print a house.
Compare that to the 15 days it would normally take New Story to build a traditional home.
Instead of it taking about a year to build a community, we could do it in just a few months.
A 3D printed home is also cheaper.
Traditional style, one of New Story homes is about $6,500 per home. Right? We believe over time we can get the new home below $4,000.
Bringing housing to the poor and underserved of the world, usually those are the last people to get advanced technologies and advanced materials, and it's awesome that we're starting there first.
New Story is working with local nonprofits, governments, and families to help fund these homes. The nonprofit plans to start printing homes in El Salvador this year. The goal is to create permanent 3D printed homes in developing countries that will last for generations. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Austin, Texas.